Well, that's me out of having seen Dr. Long, the consultant. I'm just heading to the pharmacy now, passing the cafe. Gorgeous smelling coffee. Oh, I need a coffee. I did ask my wife to put coffee in the bag this morning, my wee backpack. I'm sure she did, so I'm going to drop this off at the pharmacy, which is away at the other end of the hospital, in the basement, in the cellar. And I'll probably have to wait a while, so what I'll do is I'll nip back up to the car and get a coffee. Oh boy, I need one now. Anyway, so that was me out 25 to 11. I was just on the verge of asking the nurse why my appointment was nearly an hour late. But anyway, I'll let it go. Dr. Mong, nice guy. Not quite sure what his nationality is, but very nice guy. Very pleasant. And he wears a very expensive watch. I can't remember the name of the watch, but it was sitting on his desk. He didn't have it on his wrist this morning. And I remember spotting it one of the times I was in before and commenting on how it was a beautiful watch. And I knew it was expensive. I still can't remember the name of it. I think he was quite chuffed that I actually recognised the fact he had a very good watch. But anyway, maybe that was the bond then. I don't know. They sit down in the pharmacy. Got a bit of a revelation, if you like. I'll talk about that once I drop this off to the pharmacy. Because of something he said, because I had some questions for him this morning. I was asking about my condition, about the longevity of the condition, if you like. But I think I'll wait. I'm not far from the pharmacy now, so I'll just wait till I drop this in. And then I'll mention what I was asking him about. Because it was a bit of a revelation that, you know, something doesn't hit you. The realisation is not there until words are said. And then that all of a sudden, boom, there's this revelation. Well, that's what happened this morning. Strange, very strange. Okay, I'll pause just now. Okay, 2 minutes on. Dropped the prescription. And now I have to wait 20 minutes to half an hour, so go and have a coffee or a bite to eat in the car or something. Because I'm not going straight home from here, I'm going on to something else, so I'll be away 3 or 4 hours after this. But anyway, revelation. Yeah, so I asked Dr. Mong, what's her name? She's there. Hi there. Some of these nurses wear sneakers and literally the ash is stuck quite up the inside where they're about to turn up to the stairs. Silent. And silent one deep. Anyway, so I asked the doctor if it was still the case that I would be on this medication for the rest of my days, and yeah, he confirmed that, and so so much noise this morning, I'm just trying to get peace and quiet. And I asked him, would I still be on the aspirin as well? Because initially it was a trial, apparently, when I first went on this a few years ago. One part of the trial, for some people, depending on your draw, was the medication without aspirin. And mine was the medication with aspirin. So apparently he said, yeah, you'll be on aspirin, it's critical, it's essential. So not only will I be on the prescription for the rest of my days, but I'll also be on aspirin for the rest of my days. Doesn't bother me whatsoever. I've no real issues with taking either, and it doesn't seem to be causing any upsets, not to my knowledge anyway. But one of the things that they did say was that the reason you have to keep taking both for the rest of my time is because it can go to Sorry, that was one question. The other question was, why do I need to keep coming in to the hospital every 6 months when I can get an interim one 3 months in the local surgery? And after all, it's just the same thing. And he basically said it's essential that they did see me to make sure that looking at me, you can tell or ask questions that wouldn't be asked at the surgery, because after all, it's just the phlebotomist or the nurse taking your blood and sending it through. And also because he said it could turn, it could change, and instead of the platelets being overproduced by the bone marrow, it can suddenly turn because of the medication and be under production and turn to scarring, which is fibrositis. And so he really needs to ask me a few questions when I'm in, how I'm feeling, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. So that was... So that answered that particular question. But then, and I'll finish this just when I get to the car. I'm a bit breezy out here. Yes. So, and another answer to that same question about why I need to come in, and this is where the revelation comes in. Right, well, in the car now, it's raining. There's a surprise. Light rain at the moment, but the skies aren't good. Anyway, back on to what I was talking about, the revelation, if you like. So, when I'd asked him about why I needed to come in and explained about how he needed to see me and this double check, probably by looking at my eyes and see how they were or something, I don't know. Maybe he's got some kind of insight. But he also said, and of course, because of your prescription. Excuse me, I'm just having a very strong short black coffee. Boy, it tastes lovely. Why did I need to come in? He said, because I needed to get a prescription. I said, why can't I just get a prescription from the doctors? He says, no, this has to be dispensed from the hospital pharmacy. So I asked the question again, so why is that then? And he said, well, basically because it is chemotherapy. And that was the word that... You know when you watch a movie or a TV drama or something, and something happens to a person, and the focus puller, if you know what the focus puller is in filming, can pull the focus, and all of a sudden it separates that person from whatever was going on round about them. You know, they become blurred and distant, and that particular person is pulled, you know, like a big spotlight's been put on them. Well, that's how I felt when he said to me, and of course because it's chemotherapy. And that was fine. Well, fine as in fine. So I left, made an appointment for 6 months, and while I was standing at the reception desk, the girl was, I'd asked her to give me an appointment for 6 months' time, maybe next January, something like that. She spoke to me and I didn't hear her. I was looking above her head, and I was just blanked. This fucker's going to hit my car. And the girl had to say it twice, then I realised what I was doing. I said, sorry, my mind was away there. That expression that he'd uttered, after all, is chemotherapy. I had never, ever in my mind, in all the years, dawned on me that that's exactly what I was being treated with. It was chemotherapy. You know, I've spoken to people going through chemotherapy. I've spoken to people whose loved one
has went or going through chemotherapy. Even recently, one of the older ladies that we know in the town mentioned that she's going in every day to the Western General for chemotherapy. And we were saying to her, that's a shame, oh, it's a terrible thing to go through, and I hope you're okay. Well, it's not the chemotherapy that chemotherapy is, this bombardment of chemicals. But in all the time that I've been diagnosed with this and been treated, I never once ever thought that I was being treated with chemotherapy. And when I was first diagnosed with this, it was by a lovely, lovely female doctor, Dr. Shepherd, way back. And the first time I came through to St. John's to meet her, she arranged for me to meet her in oncology. Now, this might sound stupid or daft to some people out there, but several years ago when I was diagnosed with this, I had no idea what oncology meant. I really didn't. So I went to the oncology department. There's a waiting room. I'm sitting there and I'm seeing these people. And I start to read around the walls. You know how you do when you're bored? And I spotted stuff about cancer and chemo and radiotherapy. And then I met with Dr. Shepherd, and I asked her before I left, when she had run through everything with me and told me about the medication I would have to take, etc., etc. So then, before I left, I dawned on me why, oncology, what then oncology meant. And so I asked her, just as a matter of interest, why did you wish to meet me in oncology? And she says, "Oh no, don't worry about that." She says, "It's because this is my department and I'm seeing other patients today." And I thought, well, and that's exactly how I thought it. I took it at face value. She only met me there because it was easier for her to meet me there, because she was then going on to do her rounds, with her patients. Yet never once dawned on me. I knew after that she was a cancer specialist, but it never dawned on me that that's why. And to this day, and until Dr. Mong mentioned those words, I never ever thought that I was actually on chemotherapy. You take an aspirin, I take other medications for other things, and this particular drug I take, I never thought I'm on blooming chemotherapy. So there you go. So a bit of a revelation. So yes, so I was the focus puller pulled me, sharply into focus with a massive realization. And it's not going to bug me or worry me, but that for those particular few minutes or moments, it kind of caught me unawares. There you go. Anyway, so apparently my platelet count is fine. It's been exactly the same. 362, 362, 362 for the past 3 months. So he says things have obviously, it's been stabilised for a while, but obviously extremely stabilised now. Things is going along. I did tell him I'm still tired at times, and he said it's slightly anemic, but that's due to the medication. So I guess at the end of the day, it's better to come in and see them after all my whinging about coming in. Anyway. Oh my God. So there you go. I don't think there's much more to say. I'm going back down shortly to pick up my prescription, hopefully, and then I have to go on with other business for the day. Another beautiful day in Scotland. Another, I don't know if you can hear it pouring down in the car. Another stinker, a brief, dire, dismal, dour day, a 4D day. Anyway, yes, chemotherapy. And when he mentioned the fact that it could, he didn't say it would ever happen. He says it might never happen. Well, I like the one he said, might never happen. It could revert and become, what they said, scarring, fibrositis, in other words, if the marrow decides to, it's had enough. it was an expression like that, actually, that he used. It was a kind of expression like that. Bone marrow had enough overproducing and thought, sod it. I'm jacking and I'm hanging my jacket up. And start to underproduce, and then that goes to fibrositis, and that, he says, then it's a different treatment. Oh boy, yeah, it's great fun. Anyway, yeah, there's a whole lot of people out there a damn sight worse than me, and I have to say I do feel much better after having that extremely strong coffee. I might just have another one before I go back for my medications. Anyway, yeah, that's it. Time for thought.